From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Dr. Eric Kimchi was appointed the medical director of MU's Ellis Fischel Cancer Center on Thursday. He is known for his groundbreaking research that shed light on the immune system's response to liver cancer. Kimchi says he's looking forward to expanding the recognition and capabilities of the center, and that MU is one of a few universities uniquely situated to become a nationwide leader in cancer treatment.
The number is only like six in the entire country that have all of the resources that we have. And we have the research reactor. There's really so much to work with.
Kimchi also serves as an associate professor and is the chief of the MU School of Medicine Division of Surgical Oncology. Before coming to the university, Kimchi was an associate professor of surgery at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Businessman and Katy Trail patron Edward Ted Jones is set to be honored in the Missouri Capitol. Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson said Thursday that the St. Louis native will be inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians in an October 9th ceremony at the Capitol. Jones was the second managing partner of the investment firm Edward Jones and instituted the company's branch office business model. Edward Jones is now a Fortune 500 firm. Jones also donated money and pushed for the creation of the Katy Trail. Jones will be the 45th Missourian honored with the bronze bust on display in the building. The sculpture of him will join others including Laura Ingalls Wilder, Harry Truman, and Rush Limbaugh. Governor Nixon announced yesterday that he is appointing Ann Hyen to the Missouri State Board of Nursing, pending approval from the Senate. Hyen is from Ashland and will be the only member on the 8-person board representing rural communities. Hyen is an assistant professor of nursing at Lincoln University, and has also worked as a nurse at St. Mary's Health Center in Jefferson City. She says she is looking forward to serving the public and building upon the board's current work.
I think the board is doing an absolutely fantastic job in what they're doing. I think it's just mainly letting people know what the board does and, you know, letting nurses know how the board is there to help them.
The board governs the nursing field in the state, issuing licenses, regulating education, and disciplining malpractice. Starting this Sunday, Michael Sam will be the newest member of the KOMU sports department. Sam will be making his debut alongside sports director Chris Trevino on their Sunday night show Sports Extra after the Saints and Cowboys football game. Sam is not a full-time employee, but will act as a guest for the rest of the football season. KOMU sports director Chris Trevino says he thinks Sam will do a great job as the college football analyst.
You know, he brings a unique and very positive background, I think, as an outstanding football player here who was SEC Player of the Year and drafted into the NFL.
Trevino says he does not believe the station will get any backlash from hiring Sam because he is not a full-time employee. He says he is pleasantly surprised from the positive reaction from the station and says this could bring bigger and better opportunities for Sam in higher broadcasting markets if he does well. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.